Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy that airs every Friday night here on KCRW. And tonight we're going to salute the automobile with a program I call Rollin' Down the Highway, and it's a collection of comedy all having to do with our automotive way of life. And depending upon how much there's time for, we'll be hearing from, the standard Bill Cosby and Bob Newhart routines about driving, and possibly Fire Sign Theater, little Rodney Dangerfield, and a couple more obscure pieces by Sandy Baron and Betty Walker. So it should be a lot of fun, and one thing that we should say is if you are listening to this in your automobile, we will not be responsible for any accidents that are caused by laughing while driving. So with that caveat out of the way, let us go ahead and listen to a piece by Sandy Baron from 1971 from an album entitled I Never Let School Interfere With My Education. Here he is talking about what it is like to have your very first car.
A car is the single most important thing that you dream about when you're growing up. Because a car, my friends, is a passport to paradise. A car, yes. Is a franchise to freedom. A car is a definite 100% guarantee that you're gonna make out. I went to get my first car. Oh, gee, it was something awful. And I got $300. I went to the used car lot. And a used car salesman was the typical used car salesman you'd imagine in your head. He had black patent leather hair and a little mustache and a pinky ring. I thought of him as Sam Slime, see? And the car he sold me was a 1948 Lemon. I got behind the wheel and I turned the key on, and if you remember, the first sound you ever heard out of your first car was absolute magic. I can still remember today, the car went, blech! Blech! But I didn't care. To me, it was fantastic. I took that car out for a drive, and the best way I can describe it to you is, I went out in the country. By accident, I hit a horse, and they shot the car.
He's not got enough problems. My car broke down, you know. I got a car, I got nothing but trouble. And every Sunday, I take my family out for a push. I'll tell you what, my car, when I'm on a road, just once, like to see someone pass me without pointing to one of my tires. I went out last week, I bought the perfect second car, a tow truck.
Hello, Sale? Yeah, it's me. Yeah, how are you, Sale? Excuse me, Sale, dear. I don't mean to be rude, but you mind if you don't tell me how you are? I'll tell you why, Sale. I can only stay on the phone a half an hour, and I'll hear your diagnosis tomorrow, Sale. Listen, first of all, I want to tell you that I'm not attending your party Saturday night. No. Oh, no, nothing personal. I'm not, Sale, talking to that husband of mine for the next 3 weeks to come, socially speaking. Yeah, you didn't hear what happened, Sale? Oh, you must have heard. You sure you didn't hear? Sale, he gave me another driving lesson. Sale, darling, it was D-Day plus invasion. Yeah, hold it 1 second. My children are at it again. Marilyn and Chickie, stop that, please. Sale, you want to hear something? The children absorbed the whole hostility, you know, of the situation. So from insecurities, they're hitting each other from 7 o'clock in the morning on. Yeah. No, I have him in the kitchen with me, because I want to show him a little love. Yeah, just a minute, Sale. Hold it. I want to show him love. Marilyn and Chickie, I love you both. Yes, but get away from the sink and leave that chicken alone. I got to clean it for tonight's supper. Get away from there and stop hitting each other. Stop hitting each other. Two sisters should love each other. I said love each other. I said love. I'll smack you both in 2 minutes if you don't start loving each other. Hello, Sale. Yeah, you're right. I should have gone to a driving school. There should be a federal law. A wife should go to a... Sale, a stranger wouldn't dare use that language on me. Yes, I said to him, I said, listen, Warren, you shouldn't even talk to a sailor like that. Yeah, I never even knew he knew such a wife. Yeah. Huh? The car will be ready in about 6 weeks. Yeah. Hold it. Sale, hold it a minute. Ow, children, you dropped my whole chicken. Ow, pick it up from the floor. Wait a minute, Sale. What, Marilyn, what do you got on your ear? What kind of an earring? Come over here. Let me see your earring. Take that. that chicken liver off and throw it in the garbage. Who can eat it anymore? Yeah. Hello, Seal. I'll just show you what a negative personality I'm married to. Seal, darling, I did something that any man would have been so proud of. I did something that you should have heard that roar and yell, huh? Seal, I personally made a U-turn in the Lincoln Tunnel. Yes, yes, uh-huh. Yeah, well, just a minute. Oh, Seal, I'm gonna go out of my head here. Children, get that dirty doll away from a chicken. Oh, please, a chicken doesn't kiss a doll. A doll doesn't kiss a chicken. Get it? Oh, I'm gonna smack the two of you right. Hello, Seal. Oh, Seal, don't tell me child psychology. Get it, Seal, they'll be well adjusted and I'll be in a sanitarium. Yeah, hello, Seal. No, it happened, you know, Seal, I was riding along the boulevard, yeah, and I was way over to my right. I was, huh? No, I was calm as a babe. So I looked out, I saw my dry cleaning man was standing there. So I waved to him, uh-huh. You know, Seal, Green's drugstore to the left of the boulevard. Well, he needed a new storefront anyhow. Yeah, huh? What do you mean, did Warren yell? Seal, he turned purple on me. I said to him, I said, Warren, so I'm on the sidewalk. What do you want to do? You want to kill me, Warren? Go ahead, I'm here, kill me, huh? Seal, for a minute, I thought he was going to. Yeah, uh-huh. No, I didn't get upset or anything, but you know, a whole crowd gathered from that Warren's yelling. You know how he screams. So in front of the whole crowd, he called me a lethal weapon. Yeah. No, I didn't get upset, but, you know, when he said lethal weapon, so all the men in the crowd applauded. Yeah. Even the druggist. He was laying on the floor. Yeah. Uh-huh. Just a minute. Children, where did that chicken disappear to? Yes, the one that was just on the sink. What do you mean your sister took her for a walk in the living room? Hold it a minute, Seal. Marilyn, get that chicken off the couch. Oh, you're filthing up my... Get it, bring it. Oh, stop dragging it along the carpeting. You're filthing up the house. Throw it in the garbage already. We'll have tuna for spade supper tonight, they ruin. Hello, Seal. So when the tow truck came, Seal, and I saw what that Warren did to my car... What do you mean? Oh, please, Seal, don't stick with the men. You always stick with the men. Seal, if I took a test, I could pass in a minute. Seal, believe me, I could be a bus driver. Yes, I could. The minute I learned how to steer. Yeah. Listen, Seal, this is what I want to ask you as my dear friend. Seal, could you let me borrow your car this afternoon? Because if I had it for 1 hour, what I could do with it. Hello? Hello? Hello?
How do you do? You're Mrs. Webb, is that right? Oh, I see you've had one lesson already. Who is the instructor on that, Mrs. Webb? Mr. Adams. I'm sorry, here it is, Mr. Adams. Just let me read ahead and kind of familiarize myself with the case. How fast were you going when Mr. Adams jumped from the car? 75? And where was that? In your driveway. How far had Mr. Adams gotten in the lesson? Backing out. I see you were backing out at 75, and that's when he jumped. Did he cover starting the car and the other way of stopping? What's the other way of stopping? Throwing it in reverse. That's right. Oh, that would do it. You're right. That would do it. All right. You want to start the car? Mrs. Webb, you just turned on the lights. You want to start the car? They all look alike, don't they? I don't know why they design them that way. All right, let's pull out into traffic. Now, what's the first thing we're going to do before we pull out into traffic? What did Mr. Adams do before he let you pull out into traffic? Well, I mean, besides praying, let's say. No, what I had in mind was checking the rear view mirror. You see, we always want to check the rear view. Don't pull out! please don't cry. I'm sorry. But there was this bus, Mrs. Webb. All right, the lane is clear now. You want to pull out? Oh, no, that wasn't bad at all. You might try it a little slower next time. All right, let's get up a bit more speed and gradually ease it into second. Well, I didn't want to cover reverse this early. But as long as you've shifted into it, of course you're nervous. I'm nervous. I'm not just saying that. I'm really very nervous. Well, just don't pay any attention to their honking. You're doing fine. You're not blocking anyone's lane. No, as long as you're here on the safety island, you're not blocking anyone's lane. All right, you want to start the car? While you're turning the lights off, why don't you turn off the heater? All right, there we are. Let's get up a bit of speed. That's the way. Now, let's practice some turns. The important thing on turns is not to make them too sharp, just kind of make a gradual... Well, now that was fine. That was a wonderful turn. It's hard for me to believe you only had two lessons after you make a turn like... Are you sure you haven't had more now? Well, I find that very difficult to believe. One little thing, this is a one-way street. Well, no, actually it was partially my fault, you see, but you were in the left-hand lane and you were signaling left, and I just more or less assumed you were going to turn left. same to you, fella. No, I don't know what he said, Mrs. Webb. All right, let's pull into the alley up there and practice a little alley driving. This is something a lot of the schools leave out that we think is pretty. You're going too fast, Mrs. Webb. You're up around 60, and it's kind of a sharp turn there. All right, let's just drive down the alley. That's the way, Mrs. Webb. Maybe we better stop here. Well, I don't think you're going to make it between the truck and the building. Mrs. Webb? I really didn't think you were going to make it. That just shows you we can be wrong, too. No, I'll get out on your side. That's all right. Mrs. Webb, maybe it might be a good idea if we went over to the driving area. They have a student driver area over a few blocks away, and maybe traffic throws you. Maybe that's the problem. Well, turn here on the street, right, and it's only about a block up. All right, turn right here. Well, now, that was my fault again. You see, I meant the next street. not this man's lawn. Sir? Sir, would you mind turning off the sprinkler for just a minute? Newly seated? Is that right? That's always the way, isn't it? Well, I don't suppose it is so damn funny. All right, Mrs. Webb, you want to back out and get off the man's creeping bend, is that right? Yeah, just back out, Mrs. Webb. Thank you very much, sir, for... Oh, now we hit someone, Mrs. Webb. Remember, you're going to watch the rearview mirror. Remember, we covered that. The red light blinded you. The flashing red light blinded you. The flashing red light on the car you hit blinded you. Yes, officer, she was just telling me about it. All right. Mrs. Webb, I'm going to have to go with the officer to the police station. They don't believe it, and they'd like... They'd like me to describe it. And now the other officer is going to get in the car, and he's going to drive you back to the driving school, and then you're to meet us at the police station. My name is Frank Dexter. Why do you ask? You want to be sure and get me next time?
cool when you're driving a truck. My car talks, man. I need the 82 Datsuns. You leave your lights on, the car say, ding, lights are on. It does. I take a girl and I leave the lights on purpose, you know? Get out the car, I say, ding, lights are on. Girl says, did your car say something? I say, yeah, it did. I bought it from my neighborhood, though, man. It got different rhythm to it. You leave your lights on the car, say, ding. Say, man, you left your lights on. I said your lights is on, man. What the fuck, you blind and deaf? Turn off your fucking lights. I got in the car the other day, man, put the key in the car, said, ding. Hey, man, somebody stole your battery. I said, we go get the motherfucker.
Ralph's Sports Boat Motors, the world's largest, new, used, and used automobile dealership, Ralph's Sports Boat Motors, here in the city of Emphysema. Let's just look at the extras on this fabulous car. Wire wheel, spoke fenders, two-way sneeze through wind vents, star set mud guard, sponge coated, edible steering column, chrome fender dents, and factory air conditioned air from our fully factory equipped air conditioned factory. It's a beautiful car, friends, with doors to match. Birch's blacklist says this automobile was stolen, but for you, friends, a complete price, only $2,500. An easy monthly payment for the rest of the week, twice a week, and never on Sunday.
I'll take it. I can't wait to get away from it all.
Well, okay, fine. Let's just take a look inside your beautiful new home. Come on in.
Thanks.
As you can see, this car's been fully equipped with a complete line of extras designed with your mind in mind. Here, for instance, an all-weather climate control in red, blue, or green with a special oxygen danger indicator level.
Gee whiz.
And here, of course, your own personal remote control picture-sized color TV with matching brass knob. Just reach above the bar and press the button right there under the handy laminated imitation mason at Wild West Gun Rack with a look of real wood for the channel of your choice.
Ralph, can I try it?
Sure. Don't we do it in the road here at Ralph Boardboard Motor here in the ditty of wet gum world? Don't give it a go.
I like those colors. Isn't that nice?
Nice. Can you get UHF?
No, I don't believe in flying saucers. Got a little blue halo around my head.
Can I get a little more orange in his face?
Sure, right there.
Where, right?
No, move that.
Under the trigger here?
Yeah, that's right.
Wait a second, gotta get the safety off. Oh! Look at that blue horse.
All right, yeah.
That's, I think I've,
Look at the muscles on that dude. He's got muscles in his ear.
That's, Steve Reeves.
No.
No? There it is.
No,
that's Steve.
That's Agnes Moorhead.
Oh, yeah? I thought I've seen this one. This Where's the bathroom?
Huh? Oh, right next to the radio there. Completely modulated with dual left and right stereo speakers and two compatible frequencies. Your AM. By the way, we also have FM right here.
FM over here? Let me try it.
Oh, up in your wife and head in any direction on the freeway of your choice. And we'll see you in a couple of hours here at Ralph Spoilsport Motors, the world's biggest, here in the city of fine music. Thanks for the insurrection, and now back to our morning concert and afternoon showtime favorite, the Magic Bowl Movement from Symphony in C Minor by Johann Amadeus Majewski.
Hey, Ralph, that's great fidelity on that FM. Such a
well, listen,
a
you
nice
haven't
tone.
Heard nothing yet. I've got right here this scarf for your transatlantic driving pleasure. This fully allographed in C-Matter shortwave radio in this non-returnable, non-disposable zip-line carrying case.
Can I get Duluth on it?
Duluth, Mago. You can get Tierra del Fuego. Yeah.
Nice picture. I like it.
What?
I like it.
What? Wait a minute.
I said, Ralph.
Wait a minute. Let me just turn off
the car.
Get back to the picture. Turn this FM off here. Radio. Over here. Okay.
I'll get the TV.
No. Leave it on for a minute. Yeah, I have seen this before. Go ahead, turn off. Well, that's it. Here's your keys. Goodbye, friends, and happy motoring back on the freeway, which is already in progress.
The last time my wife drove the car, she cracked it up too, went into a tree. Told me it wasn't her fault. She blew the horn. Well, the first time she drove the car, she hit a deer. It was in a zoo. Well, my wife isn't too smart, you know. One night she went out, some guy stole the car. I said to her, you see what he looked like? She told me she got the license plate number.
I'm going to talk to you about driving, because I've had my problems, and I must tell you about my problems driving. First of all, in different cities. In Los Angeles, who puts up the dip signs out there? Does it make sense to put up a dip sign 2 inches before you get to the dip? You're driving the car, so what's the sign? The sign says dip. If you want to help somebody, put it after you hit the dip, you know?
You've just hit a dip. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, in San Francisco, it's a different story. In San Francisco, they have these hills that have got to be the worst hills in the world to build a city around or in or on. It's fantastic. And it has nothing to do with shifting gears or anything. It's just that these hills are fantastic. They go straight up and straight down. And even with a high dramatic, I've worried at times. I've gone up to the top of some of these things. You get up to the top and the car's still going up. And you say, where's the land, for crying out loud? That's the only time I've ever stood up in the car. Where the hell's the land, for crying out loud? And then when I did go down, I went straight down like this. You know, the guy said, put the brake on. Are you crazy? The back of the car, flip over this way. And the insurance company won't cover you if you had a head-on collision with a hill. I'll tell you that right now. They built a street up there called Lombard Street that goes straight down, and they're not satisfied with you killing yourself that way. They put grooves and curves and everything in it, and then they put flowers there where they've buried the people that have killed themselves. Yeah. Lombard Street, wonderful street. So, I had this Volkswagen, a guy lent me a Volkswagen. Now, I don't get along at all with a clutch. That's all there is to it. You don't even have to look for my car if you want to tell if I've been there. Just take a sniff and smell the clutch, that's all. I'll burn out a clutch in a minute. And first gear is not my best friend in the world, that's all. And I get the hiccup, hock, 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 you know. And, the second gear is not too bad. Third is great. Once I get in the third, I'm not shifting back for nobody, that's all. I'll run over a guy before I have to go back in the first gear again. Forget it. Boy. So I'm driving around the city, and I had to take this hill because they put up a detour sign. So I said, well, if I'm going to take this hill, I'm really going to take it and get right over it, boy. And I gunned up the motor. Ah, 20, 60, 80. Brrr, I get up to the top. I'm ready to go over. I look to the right. Somebody put a stop sign up at the top of the hill. And I said, you got to be kidding me. Nobody in his right mind puts a stop sign up at the top of a hill like this. I figured the city didn't do it. Some nut went out to the Army-Navy store, bought himself a stop sign, he's got a spyglass, looks through it, look, Martha, we caught somebody down there. So I'm caught, and I put the brake on. And I know if I'm in a hurry, I'm going to lose my right leg because all the blood's draining down to my hip. And I figure the time it takes me to get off of the brake and get to the accelerator will have drifted into the bay. And if you die that way, they won't let you into heaven. You go up, you see St. Peter, says, how'd you die? Me and a Volkswagen drifted backwards into the bay. You go to hell. So I said, I better give it a try. I look in the rearview mirror. Now there's a car behind me. Well, I don't want this guy to know I can't drive. So I said, come around, idiot, come around. He can't hear me because he's busy telling the guy behind him, come around, idiot, come around. They caught 13 million of us on that hill. And we all made an agreement. We put on the emergency brake and we turned it into a used car lot. That's all we did.
And there you have it. That is our salute to driving and our automotive way of life. We heard from Sandy Barron and Rodney Dangerfield, Betty Walker with her fabulous routines, Al-Seal, Bob Newhart, Eddie Murphy, what was left after I had to censor Eddie Murphy, and then Dennis McDougall's favorite radio personality, Rick Dees, and the Firesign Theater, and Rodney Dangerfield once again, and Bill Cosby, and that's going to do it for that. Next week's program is a salute to Fred Allen. If you're one of our younger listeners and you don't know who Fred Allen is, or you've never heard Fred Allen, you're going to be in for a treat, because he was a wonderful, wonderful wit and comedian on the radio in the 40s, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Also, if you ever get a chance to find his books, he wrote two of them to the best of my knowledge, and they're both delightful. But anyhow, we'll talk about Fred Allen next week during next week's show. This week, this is Bob Claster giving you the address. It's Bob Claster. Funny Stuff, KCRW, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. Let me hear from you. Let me know what you'd like to hear. And that's about it. So until next week, I thank you for listening and remind you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.